Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time.
Good morning. This is Kate Mims. I'm so excited to spend some time with you this morning. Thirst for God. Psalm 42 says, "My soul thirsts for God, the living God." As I read this title, paused to think of something to write, and had nothing. I unconsciously lifted my water bottle, empty. So I went to the water cooler to fill my water cup. The water cooler was broken. No water. Now I thirst. I laughed, thinking of the irony of it all. The psalm, speaking of thirsting for God, my body thirsting for water. But have I ever really been that thirsty? Thirsty like I might die without water? God has certainly blessed this century with many gifts of technology and water. We just turn on the faucet. Hot or cold, water comes running out. Or we push the gadget on the front of the refrigerator. Can we thirst? Yes. Do we thirst? That all-encompassing body, mind, spirit focused on the one thing, the single-minded yearning for water, the need for it. And thirsting for water is one thing, but for Christ, as in this psalm, is another. A thirst for his love, his affection, an intimate encounter with him. Regardless of how we thirst for Jesus, he thirsts for us first. He took on human body and human nature, and he allowed himself to feel our thirst from the beginning to the end of his life. In every one of their chapels, the Sisters of Charity have a large crucifix with the words, "I thirst," painted next to it. These words are among the last words said by Jesus before dying on the cross. And they acted as a constant reminder to Saint Mother Teresa about the Lord's love for each one of us. We can look at thirst through God's love for each of us, and further, his thirst for souls. Saint Mother Teresa takes this even further, explaining it's not just God's thirst of souls in general, but a thirst for her soul, for my soul, for your soul. Saint Mother Teresa makes this thirsty incredibly personal. This thirst is incredibly personal. It says, "At the most difficult time on the cross, Jesus proclaimed, 'I thirst.' People thought he was thirsty in an ordinary way and gave him vinegar. But it was not for that thirst. It was for our love, for our affection, that intimate attachment to him. He said, 'I thirst,' instead of, 'Give me your love.' 'I thirst.' Let us hear him saying it to me, saying it to you. He thirsts for us much more than we thirst for him. Yet, like all love, it should be two ways. Instead of begging him to bring water to quench our thirst for him, what if we went to him with our empty jars for him to fill? That, my friends, is the challenge today. Jesus thirsts for us. How can we thirst for him? He provides the water, the living water that can quench the burning thirst of those who are parched by drought. Thank him. Thank him for this water. Go to him in adoration or an extra time in prayer and give thanks for this gift of life-giving water. Let's pray with a prayer inspired by Exodus 17. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the dry wilderness of our lives, in the days of heat and thirst, you offer us living water. Thank you, gracious and generous God. When we begin to doubt your presence and grumble that your love is unreliable, you offer us living water. Thank you, gracious and generous God. When life's regrets and bad choices we have made leave us feeling excluded and unworthy, you offer us living water. Thank you, gracious and generous God. When circumstances or the inhumanity of others have left us alone and wounded, you offer us living water. Thank you, gracious and generous God. We thank you and we praise you, O God, that however we may thirst, whatever we may need to satisfy our souls, you offer it freely and abundantly in Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.